to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions with the great writer C.S. Lewis, who once said, "You're never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream." That makes a lot of sense to me, setting a new goal for your own life. When I was a small boy, I had a clear goal of what I wanted to do with my life. And all was going well until in my teenage years, God interrupted that plan with something better. Now, of course, no two people are the same. What my goal is may not fit in with you. That's fine. There's nothing new about this topic. Motivational speakers have been talking about the need to set personal goals for many years. The bookshelves are full of them. So the big word here is focus. What is your focus on? Do you want, for example, enough money to retire early? Goals are really good things because they cause us to stretch and grow in ways that we've never done before. We've got to become better people. It's a strong motivator. We need time to reflect and evaluate. It's worth doing. Have you really sat down and thought through your life values and decided what you really want? Have you taken time to listen quietly? What is it that's really going on? Everyone's got dreams. They might be on the surface, or they might have been buried deep from years of other people telling you what you should do. So take time to be quiet. That's my message. There's something we don't do enough of in this busy world of ours. We're rushing. We're constantly listening to the noise that's all around us, but we need to have a look within. In the New Testament, in the Bible, we meet up with a remarkable man, the Apostle Paul. And in Philippians 3, he says, "I know that I'm not yet what God wants me to be. I haven't reached the goal, but I keep moving toward it to make it mine because Christ made me and saved me for this. I know I haven't yet reached the goal, but there's one thing I always do, forgetting the past and straining forward towards what's ahead. I keep my eyes focused on the goal so that I one day may win the prize that God has called me to receive through Christ Jesus." Here it was. So Paul was using the words, the goal, my goal. He said, "I haven't reached it," but it was still there. It forced him to keep on going, even when he had a terrible time suffering, end up in jail. His life was threatened, but his goal was to do what Jesus asked of him, to be an apostle to the Gentiles, a thrilling, difficult, a burning, driving force that affected everything he said and done. Now, it's very easy for us today to get distracted. We hurt ourselves and we try to do too many things. But this idea of focusing, and it's something that I've tried to do. The more you focus your life, the more powerful and effective your own life is going to be. Now, think, for example, about cleaning your house. If you do one thing in one room, go and do another. Go to another room. And so it seems like nothing is being accomplished, but you can do it one room at a time. And the world, as I said, is full of distractions, lots of things to distract your thinking. You can actually end up wasting your life, or you can invest your life in something that's really good. You don't have to have time. You don't have time to do everything. God doesn't expect you to do everything. And there are perhaps only a few things that are really worth doing properly. And again, Paul, this great apostle, said in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 26, "I don't run without a goal. I fight like a boxer who is hitting something, not just the air." So he says, "Look, I'm not playing around here. I'm not pretending that I'm boxing. When I box, I fight to win. When I run a race," he said, "I run to win. I'm not just messing around. Life's too important. I want to bring all honor and glory to God." He said, "I don't run without a goal." Well, any good athlete would certainly agree with that. Now, some people look at the big picture. They break down the goals into smaller chunks. Other people do it in a different way. But God created you and me with a sense of desiring, like a pie with separate pieces. Each part of our lives is critical to who you are: the spiritual, family, social life, physical life, your work life. Let's ask God to show us and to keep going with that goal. Heavenly Father, these are exciting times when we can set a goal for our own life. Help us to discover that goal if we haven't found it already. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.